Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. This is Joshua chapter 3, this is verse 7. It says, "The Lord said to Joshua, 'Today I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you.'" I remember reading Joshua for some of the first times. As I've said before, that book of Joshua was introduced to me as a young believer, and I could not figure out why it was so important and why the teacher just kept reiterating, you know, the importance of the book. And I think it took years for me to realize that as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, as one of his own, that I have a duty to be his ambassador. I am to take this message of salvation into the world, and I am to follow the example of who Jesus is. So I need to know the word to know about the, you know, Jesus, my primary leader. But there are also godly leaders in the Bible, and what did they learn, and how can I learn from them? And Joshua, is an excellent one. But in Joshua 3:7, the Lord said to Joshua. So God is speaking to Joshua, just like he speaks to me. I've said this before. I speak to the Lord when I'm honestly talking in my prayers, but he speaks to me through his word. What he said to Joshua is that today I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel. Well, if Joshua was not a godly man, let's say that he was just an unbeliever, that would seem like, whoa, that is so great, because I think for the world, that is one of the primary things they're after, is to get their names in light, ambition. And I shouldn't say they, because I can also fall into that when I forget that I am not my flesh. It's not about people thinking that I'm so great or I've done such great things, but to understand again that it is all about the Lord. Recently, I was reminded again about that verse in Galatians, that reminded me, 2:20. It says that I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And that's, I say that a lot because I need to be reminded of that, because it's so ingrained from my past time in my flesh that life is all about me, what I think about, what's going to happen to me, what am I feeling, all of those things. But God reminds me again, not anymore. That's not what it's all about. But he does put us in positions of leadership, and that is so that we can lead people to him. And so there were some things that I saw in this verse that I wanted to point out. Number one is that God is the one that initiates the exalting of leaders. If a person is a true leader, God has been the one who initiated that. It says here, "Today I will begin to exalt you." It's God who, and not man. He's the one that is raising up this leadership, and he's doing that for his purpose. Also, the reason he does that, again, is so that people can trust what he is going to tell them. Because if he's definitely a man of God, he's going to be pointing them to the Lord. And so God wants people to trust him. And so I want to act trustworthy. I do not want to behave one way with one group of people and another way with another group of people, or talk one way with one person and talk another way with another person. I don't want that anymore. It used to be that was what I lived. That's not me anymore. And so I want to bring glory to God, and that people would recognize God's presence and that they will see that in me. And I want my actions to show that again. I do want my actions to show it. And then I also want to remember that God says this. He says, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. He doesn't play favorites. And as he has helped, like as he helped Joshua, he actually will help each one of us as we turn to him. And then the last thing that I wanted to point out, even that we're going to see in this whole chapter, is the preparation that God does, you know, before things happen. I think about how John the Baptist was the preparation for Jesus. And here the people are told that they are to prepare for what they're going to do in Jericho. And I have preparation that I do too, and that is I want to be in his word. I want to remember what his word says. I also want to stay away from those sinkholes. And the big sinkhole is the food for me. I have seen people go out. I have seen the bottom drop out of people. God has actually given me history in the secular rooms, and now I have history in the God-honoring rooms. But I do know this about besetting sin. The besetting sin of food is very deceitful, very, very deceitful. And this is what the Bible says. It says that if we are warned a lot of times, it's, I think it is Proverbs 29:1. It says that, you know, whoever is warned after a lot of times, the bottom is going to drop out. It says, you know, after many times of being warned and we continue, that the bottom drops out. Not because God is mean, but he tries all he can to get our attention. And if indeed we continue in what we know is not right, he will get our attention. He got mine. He really did. Like I said before, I pray never to have to experience another relapse. Never, never. I don't want to. And so I want to keep aware of what God is telling me. And if I don't have the willingness to do it, to pray fervently for the Lord to give me that willingness. But let me pray now. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are with us and you have exalted us for a reason, not for us, but for you. And many people still do not know you, Lord. Help us not to ride on what we did yesterday, but to be prepared by doing all that you are calling us to do today. And for us, it means really being in that word from our hearts and being out of the food because we know how dangerous it is. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.